Immigrant communities and their advocates are on edge after the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, arrested 40 people in the New York area over 5 days last week. ICE claims that is a normal number, but WNYC's Jim O'Grady reports fundamental immigration policy is changing.
Question one is this. Is the Trump administration ordering ICE to increase arrests of immigrants? As of now, the answer is maybe, at least in our area. When WNYC asked ICE to put those 40 arrests in context, a spokeswoman sent a press release from August about the arrest of 58 immigrants in and around New York, the last time a similar operation happened. Given that, ICE claims those 40 arrests are not unusual. But here's question two. Will the frequency of the raids increase? And is there now a greater list of reasons to arrest an immigrant? Advocates fear the answers are yes. And yes, the Obama administration deported a record number of immigrants, but its policy was to crack down on convicted felons and threats to national security. It placed a lower priority on immigrants convicted of lesser violations, like reentering the country after deportation. The Trump administration has changed that. In a statement, ICE says its agents are now arresting whatever suspects they find in a sweep, regardless of the severity of the crime they may have committed. Critics say arrests and deportations are bound to go up. City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito says she expects more dragnet raids around New York and that they'll destabilize communities and devastate families. ICE fired back in a blistering memo calling such statements an incitement to mass panic. We asked that spokeswoman for ICE whether the agency would be stepping up major sweeps like the one that occurred last Monday through Friday. She declined to comment. For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.